I'm so excited about the Super Bowl, I could almost ask who's playing. Well, what do you know?
Not much, you!
Live from Kansas City, Missouri to Medford, Oregon, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, actor Stephen Tobolowsky, all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who puts things out of perspective, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. There. Who? Oh, yeah, those guys. The Harbaughs. San Francisco Harbaughs and the Baltimore Harbaughs are playing. Not such a big deal. I used to play against my brothers all the time, you know. Alley ball, but still. Arthur used to draw the button hook on his palm. And I just slip around Howard, take it in the breadbasket, bing. So that's my advice for strategy in this game. I suppose Pop Harbaugh will have more to say about that. That's what I say. Button hook around Howard. Okay. The main thing you want to avoid in this Super Bowl is letting Pop get on the headset. Because you got to have like two pairs of headsets at the same time, giving advice to his sons. That could be a disaster, I think, basically. I don't know. I want to watch brothers fighting. I go to Thanksgiving. Or a Civil War movie, something like that, you know. Or, but you can bong a bud every time Phil Simms says brothers, or brother, or some conjugation of the word brother. That could make it enjoyable, or possibly fatal, actually, is the thing. This Super Bowl does make me wish I had given my girls more hands-on football strategy, you know, because they could be coaching teams now. Just go deep and I'll hit you on the street is probably not enough to get them there. In other news, Republicans welcome immigrants with open guns. Oh, yes. There it is. I do that. I don't know why I do that. She says I do that. I know I don't ever do that. It's to stretch something I don't even have, I think. I don't even know what I'm doing. What? Oh, stay out of this. This is my floundering. The NRA's Wayne LaPierre has never heard of a silencer, apparently. Space Monkey returns to day job as president of Iran. President Obama proposes a contraception compromise withdrawal with prejudice. Excuse me. Birth control is just one of those things you hate to compromise on. You know, it's either yes or no, I think. You know, you don't want to compromise. Boy Scouts offer don't ask, don't tell badge. Of course, next for the Boy Scouts, Jews. They're going to let Jews in next. Because I don't know a single Jew who can tie a knot. And I've asked a lot of my Jewish friends. John Kerry approved as Secretary of State without anyone asking why the long face. Thought for sure that would come up. Just, you know, gag or something. Housing prices on the rise. It's up to $40 on Mediterranean Avenue. Baltic is still sluggish. Grandma, what big retina displays you have. What is that doing in there? I don't understand why. I thought that was funny, and I was wrong. Lindsey Vonn rubbing off on Tiger Woods. Well, they say they're going together now, you see, and suddenly he's winning, huh? Coincidence? I don't think so. Yeah, won the Farmers Insurance Open, which means crop protection for life for Tiger Woods. Let's see, what's this here now? Oh, yes, economy contracts on weak gun sales outside the U.S., so we have to save some for export, guys. The CALM Act goes into effect. That's supposed to lower the volume of TV commercials. I said it lowers the volume of the commercials.
Yeah.
It's an effect. Yeah. Actually, the commercials are just as loud, but my hearing is softer, so it's actually worked out. Dow hits 14,000, but I don't feel it. Maybe when it hits 15,000, I'll feel it. I don't get it. You know, I never understood it, actually. 14,000 what? Points? Like you got on the back of Territon packs? For smoking them? What do you get? 14,000, what are they? They're points or something. What do you get for 14,000 points? It'd be something pretty nice, I think. I would think. All right. Never mind that. I was just thinking that. If Budweiser takes over Modelo Brewing, we'll have to pry the Corona out of my cold, dead mono. That's more of an editorial. Golfer Vijay Singh admits using curry. Here's the last Manti Te'o joke. Manti Te'o admits having a torrid two-year affair with Flo from Progressive Insurance. Last one. We're done now. That's it. Brett Favre will do some Super Bowl sideline coverage if Aaron Andrews is. There's where the Aaron Andrews came in handy, huh? Mercedes-Benz Superdome. That's not an oxymoron. And whatever the outcome, there will be noogies instead of handshakes after this Super Bowl. That's all the news that isn't. You know, because they're brothers, and it'll be this. It'll be this thing here. But I'll tell you one, you know, they say the Harbaughs, you know, no favorites. But, you know, one son looks like her, and one looks like him. And no matter what anybody says, that's significant. That's all I'm saying on that. If you're already tired of the Harbaughs and the Super Bowl and the brothers and you don't want to hear that and watch the parents the whole game, we have some alt Super Bowl things to do. Palo Alto, California, Menlo Schools, Upper School Drama Department presents 39 Steps, Florence Moore Auditorium on Valparaiso. Then if that doesn't work for you, we have the Gay Whistler Winter Pride Gay and Lesbian Ski Week in Whistler, British Columbia. It's a bit of a trip, but worth it. Okay. If that's not your cup of tea, how about Flights of Fancy, Stories for Children by Frank Ash at the Smithsonian in Washington? That would be quite nice. On Super Bowl Day. This is on Super Bowl Day, if you want an alternative. Men Stepping Up, A Call to Courageous Manhood has an event, but that's after the game. Or this here, Human Interaction Laboratory is going on in, where is this? In Seattle, naturally. Talaris. Seattle. Human Interaction Laboratory, February 3rd through 8th. So the whole week of human interaction will be almost too much for most men who are looking for an alternative. You can increase your emotional intelligence, improve your ability to communicate effectively. Generate a capacity to give and receive constructive feedback. This is so much better than a Super Bowl. Deepen your understanding of group processes and dynamics. I didn't even know there were such things. There's group processes. Increase your personal and group effectiveness in a diverse multicultural environment and build a personal foundation for more effective formal and informal leadership as well as personal and professional success. All this, guys, and defy the whole Super Bowl stigma. So think about it. That's all I'm saying. Price, $3,450. Well, okay. No. Looks like it's home with the Coronas.